here, Pastor Miller. I was trying to think of what I was going to say in introducing him. I only met him a couple of months ago, and we preached in the same message, the message of the cross, out of Brother Swagger's ministry, you know, Christ Him Crucified. And I'm not, now I'm going to say this, don't think I'm not prejudiced. I'm not prejudiced. But I was saying, most, you know, I hadn't seen any brothers that preached in the cross. And so the Lord led me to the Pastor Miller, so I looked, I see it in the monthly evangelist, and then it says Willie Miller. Now, I don't know many Caucasian brother named Willie Miller. I said, he's got to be a brother. He's got to be a brother. That's how I thought, but I come anyway to Bowling Green. Anyway, and I don't think it's a coincidence in the Lord, when the Lord is not coincidence. So I know it was destiny for us to meet, and it's destiny for him to be tonight preaching the message. I don't know what he's going to bring tonight, but I do know it's good. Friday night we heard the pastor of the vets was saying that we need to get out of our comfort zone. We need to get out of our comfort zone and go out and witness and feed on God's word. Instead of get off milk, get on meat. And last night my son preached that the battle has been won. Battle's over, love is won. Amen. And he said, accept the fact you've been accepted. He said, accept the fact that you're accepted. Then he also said, God looks at us as, he said, we were sinners, but God looks at us like, as innocent, like we never did anything. I think that's God's grace. That's right. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce Pastor Willie Miller of Faith, Hope, and Love Christian Church. And I want you to greet him with a hearty amen. We're going to say, preach the word, Pastor Miller. Wait a minute, hold on. Preach the word, Pastor Miller. We're going to say it three times. Y'all ready? Preach the word, Pastor Miller. Preach the word, Pastor Miller. Preach the word, Pastor Miller. Amen. It's to come.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Giving honor to God, who is the head of my life, to the pulpit, Pastor Wallace, and his brother, his son, Pastor Adam Wallace, to all my brothers and sisters in Christ, I greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And what Jesus Christ did at the cross. And if it wasn't for what Jesus Christ did at the cross, I wouldn't be here now. So I just thank God for the cross. When I speak of the cross, I'm not speaking of a wooden beam, but I'm speaking of who he is and what he did.
Amen.
He's God. Hallelujah. Manifested in the flesh.
Amen.
And he died on the cross for our sins.
Amen.
That we might be set free.
Hallelujah.
We can thank him for that. That's the grace of God. That's the grace of God. When God came down from heaven, manifested himself in a human body in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ and died on the cross for our sins.
Glory.
And we might say, what was God doing on the cross?
Well,
but he was there manifested in the flesh.
Yes.
Hallelujah. In the person of Jesus Christ. That's grace.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
That's grace.
Thank
we
you.
Couldn't pay the sin debt.
Hallelujah.
But God could.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I just want to thank my brothers and my sisters in Christ for being here tonight. I would like to thank my sister and my brother, my wife, and my first cousin back there, and also my brother-in-law, my wife's brother.
Amen.
For being here tonight. And also I thank my brothers from Faith, Hope, Love Christian Church.
Amen.
For traveling all the way down here with me.
Amen.
To support me.
Thank you, Lord.
God is good.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. God is good.
Yes, he is.
All the time, God is good.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm not going to prolong the service tonight, but first I'd just like to thank Brother Wallace, Pastor Wallace, for inviting me down. And it's good. And just like Brother Wallace said, he said he's not prejudiced, but it's good to see some brothers preaching the message of the cross.
Amen.
And I was in Toledo, and in Toledo, I moved there in 1980 or 81. And I spent a lot of time in Toledo. I knew a lot of people in Toledo. And when I started the church, nobody wanted the message of the cross. And I wondered why nobody wanted the message of the cross. And as I began to preach the message of the cross, the Lord began to tell me that the cross is offensive. And in the Bible, it says that the cross is offensive. And I wonder why the cross is so offensive. It's because the cross tells you that you couldn't save yourself.
Amen.
The cross tells you that you are depraved and you couldn't save yourself. So that's offensive to mankind. But those that are humble, it's not offensive. You have to be humble to embrace the message of the cross.
Amen.
The Bible says that Jesus humbled himself and became obedient unto death.
Amen.
Even the death of the cross.
Hallelujah.
So it takes humility to embrace the cross.
Amen.
I'm so glad tonight that I know and understand the message of the cross. I know and I understand where my power comes from.
Amen.
It comes from the cross.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to ask you to open up your Bibles tonight.
All right.
To Second Corinthians.
You don't have a Bible? We have one of there for you. Raise your hand if you need a Bible. All right, Michael. Anybody else?
2 Corinthians chapter 12 verses 7 through 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verses 7 through 10. I'm going to ask you to stand as I read these five verses.
Hallelujah. If you're able to stand, stand. If you ain't able to, you can remain sitting. If you're able to stand, if you're not, we understand. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for the God. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you have our Bibles in 858 in our Bible, we have that out.
2 Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 7 through 10.
Thank you, Lord.
And it reads, "Unless I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities,
mm-hmm.
in reproaches, mm-hmm. in necessities, in persecutions, in distress, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong."
Hallelujah.
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 I want to use for a theme tonight.
Amen.
My grace,
hallelujah,
is sufficient,
hallelujah,
for you.
Hallelujah.
My grace is sufficient for you.
Hallelujah.
Let us pray. Father, we thank you and we praise you tonight. We give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. Lord, we just ask, Lord, that you would anoint me with a double portion,
hallelujah,
of your anointing.
Thank you, Lord.
I need you tonight, Lord. And I need you so much, Lord, that you must increase and I must decrease. Let it be known. none of me, but all of you. Lord, have your way tonight, Lord.
Yes.
Touch hearts tonight.
Hallelujah.
Move on every heart in this place tonight.
Yes,
oh, God, we just ask that you would pour out your spirit tonight.
Hallelujah.
Upon all flesh.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, we ask, Lord, that you would just do as you please tonight. Lord, we don't want to hinder anything, Lord, from you having freedom to move as you want to move. Have your way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you and we bless you and we praise your holy name. These and all blessings we ask in the precious and glorious name of Jesus. Let the church say, amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Amen.
My grace.
Thank you, Lord.
Is sufficient for you. God had given the Apostle Paul many revelations, and he had used the Apostle Paul in a mighty way. He used the Apostle Paul so great that he gave the Apostle Paul the meaning of the new covenant.
Amen.
And the Apostle Paul, he was a latecomer.
Uh-huh.
And you might wonder, well, the Apostle Paul, he wasn't one of the 12 disciples.
Well,
how come he didn't give one of them the meaning of the new covenant? But he gave it to the Apostle Paul. He used the Apostle Paul in a mighty way. A man that persecuted the church. That was on the way to Damascus to persecute the church.
Yes,
and God knocked him down to the ground and said, Paul, why thou persecute me? And Paul says, who art thou? I persecute you, Lord. And so God used him in such a way that he gave the Apostle Paul a thorn in the flesh to keep Paul from being so exalted.
Well,
the Apostle Paul, he cried out to God three times that he would deliver him from that thorn in the flesh.
Well,
and I've heard ministers say that they don't know exactly what the thorn was in the flesh. I don't know what it was, but I know that in the passage of Scripture here, it says that the message of Satan was buffeting him. And that buffeting means that it was beating him. And I believe that every time that Satan were beating him, I believe that the Lord was telling him, my grace is sufficient for you. And we might be going through something today in our life.
Yes, sir.
And I mean something that might be unbearable.
Yeah.
And Chuck, my brother-in-law, you just lost your brother. And you have my deepest sympathy. But I believe that the Lord will tell you that my grace is sufficient for you.
Amen.
And one thing about it, if your brother knew the Lord, the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. He's in a good place. And I believe that the Lord would say to you, my grace is sufficient for you. He's there Jesus Christ and Him crucified, which is the message of grace.
Hallelujah.
The message of grace. Something that we can't earn.
Thank you, Lord.
But God sent His Son to die on the cross for us that we might have this grace.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
God's grace. Grace is God's special favor. A special impression of God's divine presence. Grace. Charis means undeserved or unmerited favor.
Amen.
And blessings of God. In a broader term, grace is the goodness of God extended to undeserving believers.
Yes, that's right. Don't deserve nothing.
And see, you must understand one thing about grace. Universal grace is given to everybody.
Amen. Mm-hmm. That's right.
But this special grace, this sufficient grace, is only given to believers.
Amen.
Yeah.
And you can frustrate this grace.
Yes, you can.
You can frustrate this grace.
Yes, you can.
Hallelujah. But it's only given to believers.
Well,
the word sufficient in the Greek text is archene, and means the power or strength to withstand physical or spiritual problems.
Well, hallelujah.
There is no limitation with sufficient grace.
Hallelujah. No,
there's no limitations for what Christ did on the cross, and that's grace. So it's no limitations for this sufficient grace. This grace means that we can withstand anything.
Hallelujah.
That comes up on us.
Hallelujah.
That's why the Lord told Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. Because that grace sustained him in everything that he did. Every problem that he had. The Apostle Paul was stoned almost to death. But he got up the next day.
Amen.
And went on his missionary journey.
Well,
hallelujah. His, God's grace was sufficient for him.
Hallelujah.
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 And the same grace that was sufficient for the Apostle Paul,
yeah,
is the same grace that's sufficient for us.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I don't care what you might go through. Jesus Christ, he paid everything on the cross. Hallelujah. He is paid in full.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, you know.
Hebrews 4 and 16 says, let us therefore come boldly, meaning with confidence, into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need.
Well,
hallelujah. That throne of grace is open for us.
Hallelujah.
And when Jesus Christ died on the cross and breathed out his last breath, hallelujah, God tore down the veil that was holding us from walking into the cross, the message of the cross is offensive to mankind. It's offensive to the proud.
Amen.
It's offensive to the proud.
Hallelujah.
But to the humble, it's not. Because the humble is willing to come to the Lord and give up their strength. We need an absolute surrender.
Hallelujah.
We need an absolute surrender.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Absolute surrender. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Galatians 2:20-21 says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God,
hallelujah,
who loved me,
hallelujah,
and gave himself for me. The Apostle Paul says, I am crucified with Christ, meaning that I have been crucified with Christ. But it gives continual results.
Amen.
It's been 2,000 years since Jesus was crucified, but it has a continual result.
Thank you, Lord.
The message of the cross is inexhaustible, meaning what Christ did on the cross, you can't exhaust it. The whole Bible is Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And so Paul, he says, I do not frustrate the grace of God.
Well,
because he's saying that the grace of God comes to me because I've been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me.
Hallelujah.
And the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave his life for me. So what he's saying, since Christ did all of this for me and I was crucified with him, he said, that's grace. And I don't want to frustrate that grace.
All right.
I don't want to set aside the grace of God because I need the grace of God.
Hallelujah.
I live by the grace of God.
Hallelujah.
Every day.
Hallelujah.
When I get up in the morning, I need grace.
Hallelujah.
When I go to bed at night, I need grace.
Hallelujah.
So I don't want to frustrate it.
Hallelujah.
I don't want to lay it aside.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm frustrated. Thank you.
For if righteousness come by the law, my God, then Christ died in vain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But as I look at the church today, the church loved their law.
Yes, they do.
They love their law because their law tells you, I can do it.
Yep, that's what it tells you.
Your law tells you that I did it. Your works tells you I did it. You got so many in the church today that depend on what they did.
Right. Amen.
Instead of what's already been done.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Right there. Hallelujah. It's a mouthful right there.
I got up and I prayed 2 hours this morning.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Law.
Go ahead and hit it, Bradford. I feel it. Go ahead and hit it.
I read through the Bible in 1 year. Law.
Go ahead with you.
Works.
Hit it. Oh, Jesus.
go to this particular church. Law. And it's nothing wrong with going to church. We need a church home. But our church didn't die on the cross for us. And we're the church. We can't save anybody.
That's right.
But we look sometimes at our building and our denominations. We look at them and we get pride from that.
Yes,
and we make a law out of the things that we do.
Amen.
That's right.
But the Apostle Paul says, I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ died in vain. Meaning that God came down from heaven and manifested himself in a human body in the person of Jesus Christ and died on the cross in vain. If righteousness come by the law.
Well, thank you, Lord.
And Jesus said, I didn't come to destroy the law of the prophets, but I came that it might be fulfilled. The law was fulfilled in Christ. Hallelujah. At the cross.
At the cross.
Meaning what Christ did there. I believe that so many look at the cross today as just a historical event. It's something that happened 2,000 years ago. But they don't look at the benefits of what Christ did at the cross.
Benefits.
It's the benefits that Christ provided to mankind when he died on the cross. It wasn't the wooden beam. It wasn't the wooden beam. But it was what he did there.
Amen.
It was what heaven demanded. Heaven demanded a perfect, unblemished Lamb of God.
Amen.
And so it took a perfect, unblemished lamb to pay the sin debt that mankind owed to set man free from their sins.
Yes.
That's why John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world.
Hallelujah.
And you notice he didn't say sins, he said sin of the world.
Hallelujah.
Singular.
Amen.
Because if one sin had been left out, undone, Jesus couldn't have risen from the dead.
That's right.
He justified what he paid on the cross by rising from the dead, meaning every sin that man would ever commit was taken care of at the cross.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
The Bible says in Acts that death could not hold him.
Hallelujah.
Because he paid every sin. And if he hadn't, he wouldn't have been able to rise from the dead. Because the Bible says the wages of sin is death. But he paid it all on the cross. Death could not hold him.
Thank you, Lord. Can't
glory to God.
Hallelujah.
That's how important grace is to us. He gave us grace through the cross.
Thank you.
He gave us grace through the cross.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. That's why he told the Apostle Paul, and he was telling the Apostle Paul, I don't care what you go through, Paul, and I don't care what's happened in the past. My grace is sufficient for you.
Hallelujah. Sufficient. It's enough.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And I'm telling you, some of us, we don't know what we might go through.
he went through a lot.
Yeah.
He even had his hand severed.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yeah.
But what did God tell him? My grace is sufficient for you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And I believe that when the Apostle Paul was standing on the chopping block waiting to have his head severed, I believe that was going through his mind what the Lord had told him. My grace is sufficient for you.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God.
Yes. Amen. Grace is
and
sufficient.
I tell you, we might be going through an economic crisis right now, as they say. But there's no economic crisis in God's economy.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Because God's grace is sufficient for us. It will sustain us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Any intermixture of human merit violates grace. Any intermixture of human merit violates grace.
All right, that's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
And in Galatians 5 and 4, the Bible says, Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace.
Hallelujah.
There's the law again. We make laws.
Yes, we do.
But when we make those laws, we have fallen from grace.
Well,
when we make those rules and regulations to live by, we have fallen from grace.
Amen.
When we make New Year's resolutions, that's a law.
Amen.
Ouch. Amen.
Amen or ouch. Amen.
Let's look at verse 9 of 2 Corinthians chapter 12. It reads, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. What is that saying? That is saying that when you are weak, when you are weak and not dependent on your own strength and your own ability, the power of Christ will rest upon you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My grace is sufficient for you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Grace. Grace. I remember hearing this minister tell about D.L. Moody. He was in Chicago, and he was studying on grace. And he didn't realize how profound that grace was. But when it hit him, he came out of his study, and he ran down the street yelling, grace, grace, grace. People thought he was crazy. They thought he was calling the woman. Grace. But he realized
for believers. And once that special grace is given to us, we have to trust in the cross of Christ on a daily basis.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
We have to trust in Him on a daily basis in order for that special grace to continue to flow in our lives.
Yeah. Right. Amen.
It comes through faith.
Faith. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Verse 10 says, therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities.
Take pleasure in infirmities? Get that right, Pastor?
Yeah, I got it right. He takes pleasure in infirmities. Infirmities is a general term meaning all kinds of sufferings and weakness, whether moral or physical. He takes pleasure in infirmities. Why? Because God's grace is sufficient. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God's grace is sufficient.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You don't know what you have living in you as a believer.
Hallelujah.
You don't know what's been granted to you as a believer.
Hallelujah.
If you really knew, you might do like D.L. Moody. Get up and run down the street. We have something living in us. We have the Holy Spirit living in us.
Hallelujah.
And those that's been baptized in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in other tongues, you have dynamite living in you.
Hallelujah. Dynamite, Father.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
And the Holy Spirit is the one that's distributing the grace.
That's right. That's right.
He's the CDO of the Godhead.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I take pleasure in reproaches. Hallelujah. Reproaches, whether really cruel, insult, slander, or rumor. He say he take pleasure in it. Why? Because God's grace is sufficient. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He takes pleasure in necessities, hardship, needs, or anything necessary. He takes pleasure in it. Why? Because God's grace is sufficient.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He takes pleasure in persecutions. Verbal or physical attack, abuse or injury. He takes pleasure in it. Why? Because God's grace is sufficient.
Hallelujah.
He takes pleasure in distress for Christ's sake. Distress is perplexities, incapable problems, and difficulties.
Amen.
I mean, he's taking on the whole nine yards. He takes pleasure in them. Why? Because God's grace is sufficient. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Look at Job. Look what God allowed Satan to do to Job. He took everything that Job had.
Yes, he did.
Took his children. Boils on his body.
Yes.
Job said, though you slay me.
Yes.
Glory. Yes. Will I trust you? Job
Noah's whole family was saved because of grace.
That's right.
God's grace is sufficient for you. Hallelujah. As I close, turn to Luke. Luke 9:23.
All right.
Luke 9:23. It reads, "And he said to them all, if any man will come after me," men follow after him, have relationship with him, "let him deny himself." And it's talking about deny himself, or deny ourselves of our strength and abilities to be saved or to serve the Lord.
Amen.
And it said, "Take up your cross daily and follow me." He was talking about the benefits of the cross, what Christ did on the cross. He wasn't talking about taking up a wooden beam, but he was talking about taking up the benefits of the cross by faith.
Amen.
By faith. Making the object of your faith is what Jesus Christ did at the cross. Who he is and what he did.
Hallelujah.
And you will have grace continually flowing to you on a daily basis.
Hallelujah.
That's how we live. It's by grace. Hallelujah.
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 Turn to Hebrews.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Good preaching, Pastor. Hallelujah. Good teaching, too. Hallelujah.
Hebrews 10 and 29. It says, "Of how much sore punishment suppose you ye shall he be thought worthy who have trodden underfoot the Son of God and have counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing and have done despite unto the Spirit of grace." Hallelujah. It's the Holy Spirit that distributes the grace to us.
Well,
but we can frustrate that grace. We can stop the flow of that grace when we start putting our faith in other things other than Jesus Christ and him crucified.
Well,
Jesus Christ and him crucified must be the object of our faith.
Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The object of our faith can't be in anything else other than Jesus Christ and him crucified. If we do that, we are committing spiritual adultery.
Glory.
Spiritual adultery. See, we are married to Christ.
That's right.
We are the bride of Christ.
That's right.
So everything that we need, we should depend on Jesus Christ for it.
That's right.
But when we go out cohabiting with other gods and other things, then we are committing spiritual adultery and it stops the flow of grace.
Well,
and the Holy Spirit is the one that distributes that grace.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Tell the truth.
We need grace each and every day of our lives.
Yes, we do.
We need that grace. And that grace is sufficient for us. It will sustain us. sins every day. But as believers, trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross, the power of the blood of Christ will sustain us.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
And that's all because of God's grace.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
God's grace is actually what Jesus Christ did on the cross.
Yeah.
That's proclaiming the message of the grace of God.
Yeah.
It's what Jesus Christ did on the cross.
Yeah.
And the Apostle Paul was given the meaning of the new covenant,
yeah,
which was grace and faith.
Amen.
Grace and faith.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God. My grace is sufficient for you.
Hallelujah.
Whatever you might be going through at this moment, or whatever you might go through in the future, God's grace will sustain you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I see tragedies each and every day, and people going through tremendous pain, but it's God's grace that gets them through.
Amen.
And some aren't even saved.
Right.
But it's that universal grace.
Glory.
I'm not talking about the special grace that the believers have, or the sufficient grace. So that means that we can go through anything. If Paul could, we can. God's grace is sufficient for you.
Hallelujah.
Thank God. May God's grace shine upon you.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for that message. Oh, that ministry. We all need grace. Amen. And grace and truth came by who? Jesus.